This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the constitution of 7 empowered groups to deal with potential long-term impacts of the West Asia conflict and urged states to work with the centre in a Team India approach to ward off the crisis. In a statement in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Modi said that the 7 empowered groups will deal with the consequences of war and evolve strategies on fuel, fertilizers, gas, supply chains and inflation. The Prime Minister reiterated India's position of dialogue and diplomacy as the only solutions to the restoration of peace in West Asia. He also said India is in constant touch with all parties to stress de-escalation.
युद्ध की शुरुआत के बाद से मैंने पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ 2 राउंड फोन पर बात की है। हम गल्फ के सभी देशों के साथ लगातार संपर्क में हैं। हम ईरान, इजराइल और अमेरिका के साथ भी संपर्क में हैं। हमारा लक्ष्य डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से क्षेत्र में शांति की बहाली का है। हमने डी एस्केलेशन और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट खोले जाने पर भी उनसे बात की है।
Acknowledging that the situation is constantly changing, Mr. Modi called upon citizens to remain prepared for any eventuality. Prime Minister Modi received a call from US President Donald Trump yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during their conversation, they exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister said that India supports de-escalation and restoration of peace at the earliest, ensuring that the Strait of Hormuz remains open, secure and accessible, which is essential for the whole world. The United States has sent Iran a sweeping 15-point proposal aimed at ending the war and dismantling its nuclear program. President Donald Trump claimed that Tehran would like to make a deal. According to media reports, the proposal was delivered through intermediaries. It outlines a broad framework to halt hostilities, curb Iran's nuclear ambitions, and reshape its regional role. The plan calls for Iran to dismantle its 3 main nuclear facilities, end uranium enrichment on its soil, and suspend its ballistic missile program. It also seeks to limit Tehran's support for proxy groups and ensure full reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Bangladesh is observing Genocide Day today in solemn remembrance of the victims of the brutal military crackdown carried out by Pakistani forces on the night of March 25, 1971, under the codename Operation Searchlight. The day marks one of the darkest chapters in the country's history when unarmed Bengalis, including students, teachers and civilians, were killed across the then East Pakistan, particularly in Dhaka, triggering widespread atrocities during the Liberation War. President Mohammad Shahabuddin and Prime Minister Tariq Rahman issued messages paying tributes to the victims and reaffirming the nation's commitment to preserving the spirit of the independent struggle. Through these commemorations, Bangladesh honors the victims and renews its call for global recognition of the 1971 genocide. In Denmark, election ended in an indecisive result that left the Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's future unclear after a campaign that focused on bread and butter issues rather than her handling of the crisis over US President Donald Trump's ambitions towards Greenland. Official results showed yesterday that Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's center-left Social Democrats lost ground compared to the last election in 2022, as did her 2 partners in the outgoing government. The first edition of the Khelo India Tribal Games is beginning in Chhattisgarh today. The competition will continue till the 3rd of April, featuring events in 7 sports disciplines. The inaugural Khelo India Tribal Games will be formally launched in Raipur today. Union Minister for Youth and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, will inaugurate the event. Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai will also be present on the occasion. In the domestic stock markets, benchmark indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty surged in early trade today, supported by a sharp fall in global crude oil prices and positive cues from Asian markets. The Sensex rose over 880 points to trade near 74,950, while the Nifty climbed more than 300 points to cross the 23,200 mark. And that is the end of this news bulletin.